Here with me I have Jeff Broyne with Poet, and we're out here in your Emmitsburg facility where you've got a field day going on for Project Liberty. I think for those who aren't real familiar, let's first of all start with just what Project Liberty is.
Project Liberty is centered around a project we're going to build here in Emmitsburg. We're going to expand the 50 million gallon per year Poet ethanol plant that operates here today to a 100 million gallon per year grain-based ethanol plant, and then add on 25 million gallons per year of cellulosic capacity. So I have 125 million gallons of total capacity. There are multiple synergies between those processes, and actually the same acres that deliver corn to this plant will also be delivering cobs to this plant.
That's a significant growth, and it's got to mean a whole lot to the local community, I would assume.
Well, I think without question, ethanol plants are a tremendous economic development for an area, the jobs that they bring, and the expansion of this facility will just make that even better in this area. So we'll be adding a lot of jobs and a lot of economic activity in this part of Iowa.
Well, how would you describe where you're at with Project Liberty at this point? I know it kind of got kicked off last year, if I remember right, and you've had some time to work with some of these equipment manufacturers, for example. We got a lot out on display. Where are we at in terms of getting to where you want to be?
Well, we have worked very hard, not just on the process itself and invested millions of dollars in research and development, but as well we've been working with the equipment manufacturers. As you can see, there are many here today, and we have a lot of machinery out here. We've got many of the large equipment manufacturers very excited about collecting cobs. They see that it's the future. They understand that biomass is going to have to be part of solving our energy independence issues and part of solving our global climate issues. And by the way, we're going to create jobs while we're doing it. So they see that this is a very good thing for America and for the future of our country. And they have really stepped up and invested a tremendous amount of money to get the machinery that's on site to the position that it's in today and to the development stage it's in today.
Well, and I think this shows how tied to agriculture the ethanol industry still is and will continue to be as we look forward, right?
Well, ethanol is the use for surplus corn in this country. You all remember set-aside acres, and ethanol is the usage for surplus corn. And actually, as yields continue to increase in the future, we're going to need to continue to not only produce more grain-based ethanol, but also cellulosic ethanol. I think one of the exciting things today is that farmers can now also have a new income stream. So farmers that have gotten corn off the field can also get cobs and be looking at a brand new income stream. I would also mention that corn cobs alone can provide about 5 billion gallons of ethanol to our nation, or about 3.5% of our fuel supply. Just one source of cellulose, 5 billion gallons of ethanol. So a tremendous opportunity for our nation.
And that's a source that's already being created and literally just kind of being unused.
Right. So you've got a waste product that could replace the oil that we import from a country the size of Iraq. Just by taking that corn cob and making it ethanol. So if we're truly serious about energy independence, there is no question that we're going to need to collect cellulose and we need to process it in ethanol. That's going to start right here in Emmitsburg with the farmers that are here today.
Well, looking forward from today then, just any comments in terms of the time frame and getting to that level of production you want, especially from the cellulosic contribution?
We're going to start building the plant here in late 2009, so late this next year. We'll bring the plant in Emmitsburg online in 2011. So our first foray into commercial processing will be 2011. We currently also have a pilot scale facility under construction in Scotland, South Dakota that will actually come online this month that will be pre-testing a lot of our lab data at a commercial scale, very small commercial scale to pilot scale, so that we can then bring it here to the Emmitsburg plant.
Well, thank you very much. That's Jeff Broyne with Poet. And here at the Project Liberty Field Day, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.